Hello.
Hey, Eloise, how are
Hi,
you?
how's it doing? Good.
Good.
Penny.
How's
Love that expression. I don't know what it means, but
You don't know what that means?
well, I could guess.
Yes. Just think of men.
Yes, I was going to say it might be more
Yes.
male related, although boobs hang.
Okay, you can
Well, going off piste already. Great. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. All right, so we had a little funkiness last week with our tarot, so we haven't figured out where the audio is yet. So hopefully,
Oh, I think it's good.
it's good. You found it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're good. Then today we could talk about the number three then.
We could.
What do you think?
Why not?
Why not? These are
Brings a
like
crowd.
little mini master classes that
Yeah.
we're giving online. So whoever's got in touch with them realize that these are very supportive to your tarot readings and tarot learning. All right, so number three. So we ended, talking about what number two does, but or what its meaning is and its interaction with our lives and within ourselves. And today we're going to look at what happens once we realize that relatedness that's going on within ourselves and around us, the world around us, including your closet. Then we move into the phase of, let's say, development, creation, growth, building, right? So it's going to depend on what element you're working with. So if you've got cups, it would be the evolution of the emotional relationship that you have with someone, or the evolution of and growth and development, the building of your emotional world. So even learning about emotions and how they work in the body naturally through Chinese medicine, that can catalyze an evolution. I always think of a relationship as a workshop, that when the relationship is building, certain things can, trigger us in the relationship, and it's a really good space to figure out what's going on within you, so you can, support the growth of your relationship. For example, if you disagree with something in a relationship, you don't like it, and then you resolve it haphazardly, it may return later on in your cycle as resentment for something that you never actually addressed in the moment. When it comes to business, you're building up your business, but you probably are missing out on certain details that will come to light a little later again in your cycle. That's usually in five. It comes to light, and it shows us what we didn't know when we were building something, right? So you may not have known particular tax laws or rules when you're in three. So you're building your business, you've got everything growing, you're leasing, you're renting, you're purchasing, you're hiring, you're creating content, let's say. And there are many things that, even though you're growing and building the business, you still don't know everything. But that's only going to come to light later. So, in the growth and development phase, if you're constantly, let's say, no, I should say it this way. So you're building a business and everything's growing and working properly, But you also notice, oh, there are things I don't see. You're probably at an advantage during the growth period because you're already experiencing ways to deal with things that will inevitably come up when you're in five.
Yeah.
So building growth is wonderful, but it's fraught with things we ignore. You know, it's very exciting to start building, right?
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
You can't always, you know, it's better to get something going than to wait for perfection before you move forward. So it's kind of inevitable that you're going to forget something or miss something.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, the building and growth period is beautiful, wonderful. And if you have a few, because there's cycles within cycles. So if you're building something, there could be a day where, oh, I don't have enough cement, you know, or you're building a business like, oh, you know, I think I spent too much money on that countertop. Right?
Random.
Yeah, that was a little bit. Well, I've seen it. It's random, yet not. I've seen people overspend on building the beautiful space that they have to the kind of lack of attention to, wait a minute, I need income coming in also. So we can in three be building, and oftentimes if we haven't really explored ourselves and know, you know, what our tendencies are, let's say someone's a creator but not good with money and they haven't hired someone to take care of the books, then you don't have somebody sort of standing next to you going, well, that's a bit too expensive for the
if we look at your
projected earnings, which is zero at this point, let's say, you need to start encouraging the building up of your business.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe you hire someone or you start to learn how to do it yourself. Right. So that's all part of growth. Then in swords, we often look at that as the growth or the proliferation of more and more thoughts that break our own hearts. You know, so there can be an excessive development and building of terrible thoughts. These can be moments that we're getting depressed or, you know, these really low moments in life where, you know, I just think negatively, I can't get going. And if you think of what we talked about in the number two, where, you know, finding support and finding out what supports us in our body, we might start being able to look at the mind and going, well, it's not supporting me. So maybe something else is. So maybe my earth element, my body is weak. So if my body's weak and it doesn't want to move, that is support.
Yeah.
Because it's telling you, well, that's got to be dealt with first. Maybe it's your nervous system. Maybe work with the mind, especially if it's swords that comes up. Then you've got three of wands. And this would be, you know, an increased fire. And oftentimes people say fire is passion, but we always forget to translate passion properly. Passion means suffering. And when we see that, you know, that so much passion is coming out, it could be more related to creativity than our suffering. You know, it could be related to the body, the mind. Everything's getting ready to make things happen. And this is where we could become more complex. If our mind interferes, then it would become, you know, the suffering we talk about in passion. You know, when you see the struggling or suffering artist, you know, that could be the interjection of the mind and not just the fire. Right? So, of course, now as we increase the numbers in relationship to the elements, it becomes more and more complex and interrelated with cycle within cycle. Does that make sense? Of course, that's going to be a huge discussion that I'm not going to bring up right now. It's just to first engage with the growth. So, you know, you can have growth, but is it growth that is, if it appears negative to you, you might have to look back and go, maybe I'm being supported in some way.
Hmm.
If my mind has gone awry and thinks too much, maybe that's an indication that, oh, time to, you know, check and see. Are the thoughts I have, which is usually the case, assumptions?
Hmm.
And that would, you know, pretty much drive you mad if you have a bunch of assumptions about yourself and you've never explored them, you've never looked at them. And Tara's always pointing to the assumptions we have. You know, if somebody says, you know, how's my business doing? And you're giving a reading on just the business and it shows, well, it's growing, but then you've got a bunch of, you know, three of swords and maybe some other ones. Your business is growing, but your mind is really coming in as a stopping point.
Yeah.
It's interrupting the growth of your business. So sure, it the potential is there. You know, you've done all the work that needs to be done, but now the problem is your mind is coming in and telling you or doubting you, causing self-doubt. And maybe it's time to explore those things.
Mm.
You know, if a painter, you know, gets stuck with the painting and keeps painting for 10 years the same painting, they're going to remain kind of stuck there.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, it needs to end. And usually the mind interjects. And of course, we know that the mind, swords, is air. So if the air, if you've got an abundance of swords, which means abundance of air in a reading, and then one little three of wands, well, certainly all that air is going to blow out three little, you know, sticks that are lit.
Hmm.
So it's something to consider.
Yeah.
Do I have a lot of swords that are blowing out what I'm creating or blowing out my own creativity? If we're highly emotional and you see a lot of air, you say, oh, I'm so emotional, but all the, you know, this majority of swords comes up. Well, sure, the swords are blowing your water and creating a stormy sea within. So it's not the emotions that are the problem. It's the mind that's the problem. So you can do this with all combinations of cards.
Yeah.
You can keep looking at how those elements interrelate when you're playing around with your cards. Or even asking little questions. You know, putting out a few cards. You can find readings, you know, structures of readings, like people do three cards and five cards, but there's nothing stopping you from creating your own reading. All you need is to have a position. You know, if you say the first card is the past, the second card is the present, the third card is the future, it gives you an anchor of how to look at things. You know, I've created my own reading. It's one of my favorite. I do nine cards. So I place three on top, three in the middle, all in sequence, and three at the bottom. So you've got three times three, three in three rows, three columns. So the first three cards and the first card of the second row is the past. The middle card is the present. And everything after that, another four cards to make up the nine cards, is the future. So it really helps me anchor as to what does my past look like. It can show that I've transformed. Let's say I was a really sword type person in the past, extremely, you know, involved in my mind and self-critical, but it's transmuted over time. It's become more gentle. And now I find myself more, let's say a coin comes up in the middle. It says, okay, you're more solid now. And then it leads into the future. and starts giving me other elements. Let's say there's wands coming up. And that's showing, oh, look at that. Your mind has shifted. You're now more solid and your creativity is rising. So you could do 9 cards or just do 3. And you might see the same thing. Sword in the past, present a coin, and a future can be a wand. Of course, it's going to depend which number. But if you're looking at, you ask whether your business is working or your body is healing, and a coin comes up in the present, that is the 3 of coins, well, certainly you are healing or your business is working, whatever question you've asked. And if you take a peek in the past, and let's say it's a sword, then you know your mind was very involved. But now you're more solid. And then you look at the future, and let's say it's a 3 of cups. Well, it shows your emotional world is in development. Or if it's a 3 of swords, you go, of batons, fire, it would say, oh, now your creativity is going to come. So not only are you building up your physical body or your business, but more creativity will come in if we just stick with 3.
Cool.
There you go. There's a little master class on the elements in number 3. So I hope you all enjoy that. And if you were able to listen to last week's on the number 2, we talked about receiving help, and that is a beautiful way to do things. And so I love to hear your questions. Yeah, maybe we can help you out. Thanks so much, Elise. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Bye.